Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is calm with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a mild night, perfect for a peaceful stroll if you're still awake. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, thousands of missiles and hundreds of billions of dollars have shaped Operation Lion's Roar. The ceasefire and the emerging deal between Iran and the U.S. have led the IDF to assess that Iranian recovery efforts are already at their peak. Also from the Jerusalem Post, Lebanon's president has called for the ceasefire to evolve into permanent agreements, declaring that Lebanon is no longer a pawn in global conflicts. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the recent ceasefire in Lebanon halted operations before Hezbollah's dismantling, with the prime minister conceding to a ceasefire request from the U.S. president. Separately, Axios reveals that former President Trump shocked Netanyahu with a post declaring the strikes on Lebanon as prohibited, implying a directive to Israel. And finally, from JNS, the U.S., Treasury Department has sanctioned 7 Iran-backed militia commanders, emphasizing that Iraq's terrorist groups will not be allowed to threaten American interests. Here's what people are saying online. Israel Hayom reveals numbers behind Operation Roaring Lion, posting just minutes ago, detailing the scale of military efforts. Oren Barsky, a commentator, shared earlier today a critique of comic Dave Smith's commentary, citing notable military quotes. Dr. Mino, an activist, posted earlier that a friend, a single mother, was arrested in Iran for protesting against the Islamic Republic. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Operation Lion's Roar, Walla reports the ceasefire, an emerging U.S.-Iran deal, have prompted an IDF assessment of Iran's peak recovery efforts. The operation involved significant resources and strategy, leaving regional actors to reassess their positions. For civilians, this signals a potential de-escalation in immediate conflict zones. Turning to Lebanon's call for lasting peace, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Lebanese president's move to solidify the ceasefire into permanent agreements. This marks a shift in Lebanon's stance on regional conflicts, aiming for greater sovereignty. The impact could stabilize the region if diplomatic efforts succeed. Meanwhile, the ceasefire's implications for Hezbollah are significant. Israel Hayom notes the operation's pause before dismantling Hezbollah, influenced by U.S. diplomatic pressure. This reflects the complex interplay between military objectives and international diplomacy. For the region, it suggests a delicate balance of power remains. Also, Trump's surprising directive on Lebanon strikes caught many off guard. Axios reports this unexpected stance from Trump, suggesting limits on Israeli military actions. This has stirred political reactions and may affect Israel-U.S. relations. It underscores the unpredictable nature of international diplomacy. Finally, the U.S. Treasury sanctions aim to curb Iran-backed militia influence in Iraq. JNS reports this move targets commanders threatening American interests. This action could reshape power dynamics in the Middle East, underscoring ongoing U.S. commitment to regional stability on the economic front. First, CTEC reports that significant tech deals are driving Israel's deficit lower, with one-off tax payments masking modest underlying growth. Separately, Ynet Business reveals Israel's budget deficit has narrowed to 4.2% of GDP, despite war expenses, aided by budget management and delayed war costs. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the introduction of Carrefour in Israel, noting mixed consumer opinions on its potential impact on prices. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.